working mom with a couple of kids from Idaho, and I was very, very intimidated by them when I first started going over there.
Sometimes, like, the political correctness, it just feels redundant. My hotel in Portland was next to this, like, yuppie, hippie children's clothing store, and in the window, they were selling baby bibs. One of them, hanging in the window, one of the bibs just said, "I heart my les aunt." It's like, yeah, like, can't we just safely assume that all babies heart all aunts? Like, there's no discriminating baby out there. You know what I mean? Lying on its back. Like, my aunt's cool. She picks me up and feeds me. But what a poon hound. Jesus Christ.
Portland is a touchy people. The Pacific Northwest, we're a gentle people.
Another bib in the window just said, "I heart my gay daddy," which I agree, a little less funny. But man, I just want to meet the guy who buys that bib and gives it as a gift to his child while simultaneously coming out to his wife in the most passive-aggressive way imaginable. He's like, "Here you go." And she's like, "Wait, what?" And then he just rollerblades away.
If I hear a gunshot in Seattle, I just assume somebody didn't sort their recycling properly, you know?
Seattle is great. It's still in the shadow of grunge.
Seattle, like, what's that like? Does it rain a lot up there? Does it just, like, rain, like, all the time, man? Like, how do you fucking deal with that? Or are you just depressed inside all day? Like, well, it's raining! Oh, what do I do? I'm fucking Pearl Jam! But, you know...
I find it to be one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Oh, Seattle. Oh, God, baby. Jesus, God. Oh, it's immaculate. It is perfect. It is a utopia of progressive liberality. That's what it is. It just rains open-mindedness every day. You're not wet. You're a better person. Then I moved here, and the first question I asked was, where's all the black people? And then a month later, I went to Tacoma, and I was like, oh, okay. Okay. That's kind of fucked up, Seattle.
The most common landmark or go-to site in Seattle is the Space Needle. I've never been because I'm afraid of heights, and I'm also afraid of spending $38 to ride in an elevator.
I used to work as a tour guide at the Space Needle. People would hop off the elevator, especially people from, like, the Midwest that had never been above, like, 48 feet before. They would just... Yeah, look at the wheels. Holy crap! Can I see Alaska? I had been working there for a couple of months, and this guy came up, got off the elevator, started walking around, waved at me, smiles. He's looking out the window. He's reading all the stuff on the walls. He makes a full loop. He comes back around, and he stops. He looks really confused, and he comes up to me. I swear to God, he goes, excuse me. I've never been to Seattle before, but I know that it's really famous for the Space Needle. I was just wondering if you could see it from up here.
The smells of Seattle, hold on. Even in the city, cedar trees, Douglas fir, western hemlock, salmon at the fish markets, fresh fish, mildew, the weed for sure.
First person I ever smoked pot with in my life was my dad. Turns out, peer pressure, nothing compared to parental pressure. You guys, I want friends, but I want my dad to love me. You know, like...
I don't want to brag, guys, but I'm going to right now. I recently got to go to Boise, Idaho to do some stand-up comedy. What's going on with you? Yeah.
When I think of the rest of the Northwest, like Idaho, Montana, Alaska, I think those are still very much the Wild West.
Anytime there's a standoff with the FBI, it's always Idaho. So we have that badge of honor.
You know, there aren't a lot of people.
And there's a lot of rundownness, of course.
A couple major cities and a bunch of small, drunken towns.
But really just a breathtaking natural beauty.
I got the birds and the bees talk from my father when we were field dressing a deer, which is, you know, taking out the organs and cleaning it and stuff. And I was like, nope, I'm 14 and I already know all of this. Please stop talking.
I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from Monterey. And then I moved when I was two to Montana, which of course is a thank you one. Montana, I'm sorry. That's everyone. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. What's it like up in a cabin, mountain boy? Yeah, what's it like up in a damn cabin with your whole family? Sleeping with your grandpa in a cot? Well, what are you fucking talking about? What's it like up there with waiting for a Wonka bar with grandpa? His elbows are chafy. How do you get a damn bucket off your ass? I know you...